Very good month. All five core funds in positive territory, and consequently all five of the L funds are also in positive territory since they are comprised of the five core funds in different and varying allocations. Starting off with our favorite never has a bad day fund, the G fund, up 0.25 for the month of April, with a 12-month positive rate of return of 2.69. Next, we have the F fund, which clocked in April at 1.28% for 5.49% over the last 12 months. Now hold on to your hats here. The C fund was up 2.96% for the month, bringing that to 17.19 for the trailing 12 months.
Wow.
S fund up 2.94 for the month of April and 24.53 for the trailing 12 months. And the I fund up 6.03. That took the blue ribbon for the month. But for 12 months, it's still behind the S fund. The I fund turned in a performance of 20.23 for the last 12 months.
20.23. Refresh my memory about the S fund.
The S fund is a small cap fund. It's the completion index, it's called. So what it is comprised of are all of the domestic stocks that are not in the S&P 500.
Gotcha.
So that when you put those two indexes together, you own the entire domestic stock market here in the United States.
Okay. You get some C and you get some S, and you own every company in the United States.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And the F fund, tell me about that one again, because F and S are the ones that I lose track of.
Right, yeah. And the F fund is a bond fund, and people always have difficulty with bond funds and remembering them. These are investment-grade corporate bonds as well as some federal agency bonds.
Okay.
So this is again, it's an aggregate index. I believe there are about 6,000 bond issues in there, but it covers the whole, as we do with all of our funds, it's a broad-based bond index. Fund.
Yeah. The growth of the equities funds, the C and the S in particular, over the last couple of months, is something that, as you and I have talked about this, not just since we've been having this weekly conversation, but to go way back to a couple of years now that we've been talking about these things. I have to say, this doesn't surprise me, because this is just, from my point of view, looks like a bounce back from when we were really at the lows in 2008 and 2009.
Yeah, it looks that way to me too, and I'm sure it does to anyone who kept their funds where they were.
That's right.
When things headed south, because it has come back. And that doesn't mean that you should just be on automatic pilot and always stay where you are. You ought to have a long-term plan and stick with that long-term plan. But they have indeed come back over the last 2 years, back to the point where they're quite close to being where they were a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the L funds, the life cycle funds, and I'm wondering if you're continuing to see the money going into those, the shifts to those that we've been talking about before.
We are, as a matter of fact, and I just checked on that recently and found that we had we're getting roll-ins from participants going into those funds, as well as contributions, new contributions going in. So now we are over 750,000 of our participants have some funds in the L funds. And while we're on them, perhaps I ought to mention their performance numbers for the month of
sure,
April.
Yeah.
For the L income fund, this is for folks who are at a point where they're going to be drawing down or are drawing down their funds now or will be doing it soon. That clocked in at 1.01% for the month, 6.26% for the trailing 12 months. The 20 fund up 2.37 for the month and 12.59 for the last 12 months. The 2030 fund came in at 2.83 for April. That's up 14.88 for the last 12 months. The 2040 came in at 3.2, up 16.68 for the last 12 months. And the 2050 clocked in April at 3.57. On that one, we don't have a trailing 12 months, since it's only been around since the end of January.
Tom, I sense a lot of spring in the step of people all over federal agencies today when they're thinking about their TSP accounts. Thanks for the good news.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.